Forever Young Audiobooks presents Chainbreaker, Book 2 in the Timekeeper Trilogy, written by Tara Sim, read by Gary Furlong. Prologue. London, September 1876. The clock counted every painful second with ticks as thunderous and regular as a heartbeat. It was 2:30, the hands slowly climbing their way up to 3:00. 10 minutes hadn't yet passed, but already Daphne felt as if she had been sitting here all day. It didn't help that the chair beneath her was uncomfortably hard. The plain, whitewashed room contained better, padded seats than the wooden one her mother had been slumped in when she arrived, but Daphne didn't want to drag over another and draw attention, lest it upset her mother. St. Agnes's Home for Women was a quiet place, where residents woke at 7 in the morning and went to bed at 7 in the evening. After they performed chores and underwent treatment in the afternoon, they gathered in the parlour for tea and socialisation. Over and over, the cycle reset every night to begin again at dawn, like the old Greek tale of a mechanical eagle pecking out the fire stealer's liver. The radio crackled and Daphne started. She'd forgotten it was on. The box beside them was a clunky, wooden-framed device that had grown popular in the last few months. A new marvel of telegraphy. Her mother liked to turn it on after luncheon, according to the nurses. The knobs were large and stained with greasy fingerprints.
"It is, of course, quite an honour, and I'm sure I speak for everyone when I say that England is quite proud of Her Majesty. Only fitting she should officially be named Queen Empress of India this year. She's done a marvel there already, even after the events of the mutiny."
The male voice coming through the speakers was tinny and high-pitched. Daphne wished she could turn the dial down, but her mother raptly watched the radio as though the words would form an image.